the things that people make.
Listening to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, and this is These Things That People Make, and These Things That People Make is a show about things people make that are not considered fine art and the politics behind why they make them. And today, we're in the middle of August already. It's 10 in the morning, it's Thursday, and I'm going to replay for you an interview that I originally aired this year, June 17th, with Diane Curta, who is the director and one of the co-founders of the Torrington, Alberta Gopher Hole Museum. And she's going to describe it. She's going to walk you through it in a couple seconds. There is a really nice website that just has pictures from the Gopher Hole Museum. The website is difficult to read to you because it's not super straightforward, but I'm going to read it to you. You can also always internet search the Torrington, Alberta Gopher Hole Museum. And here's the website, www.jky.net/albums/gopher-museum_index.html. I'm going to give that to you again. It may be easier just to search it, but I will give you this address, www.jky.net/albums/gopher-museum_index.html. So she's going to describe it for you. You might be thinking, what the heck is a gopher hole museum? And I bet you're going to be surprised when you hear it. If you haven't already heard this interview, you may have heard it when I aired it on June 17th. And if you did, I bet it's worth a second listen. So we'll go straight to that interview.
If you could just start by describing the museum and what would people see if they came in?
Well, the museum is 47 stuffed gophers, or I should say 77 stuffed gophers and 47 displays. And what people will see when they walk in, they'll see gophers, and they're stuffed and they're dressed up in different clothing. And they're set in different scenes, and the scenes represent Torrington, what we have in our small town and the surrounding area.
Who stuffs the gophers?
Well, we started off with Dale Henkel out of Trochu, and he retired, so now we have Dale Hines out of Didsbury. And they've both done an excellent job for us.
Yeah, I can tell when I look at them that they're done very well.
Well, thank you.
Does he also paint the scenes?
No, the scenes are all painted by Shelley Barkman. And at the time, she lived 8 miles east of Torrington, now resides in Carstairs. And she actually painted all the scenes while the display cases were on the wall. So she was twisting and turning and, you know, trying to get everything done.
So were they all done at the same time?
No, they weren't. We started off with 31 displays, and we've kept adding every year.
Okay. And does Shelley decide what she wants? Like, does Shelley and Dale, do they decide the scenes, or are there a group of you who decide the scenes?
Well, I worked with Shelley when we were first started, and we worked together. And once she found out, like, our beauty parlor, so she basically painted the inside of a beauty parlor. She went and looked at the building itself, and any building she went and looked at, and then came back and started painting.
So they're actually, the beauty parlor gopher scene is actually a representation of the beauty parlor you have in the town.
Yes, it is.
Ooh, I have a million questions. How long has the museum been going on? How did it get started?
We're going into our 14th year.
Wow.
And we're still going strong. It was a big chance we took, you know, in doing something like this, because there's a lot of good museums in Alberta, but they're basically along historical or antique, and we just wanted something different.
How did it get started 14 years ago?
Well, we were a village back then, and we wanted a way to attract people into our town. And we knew a museum was the way to go, but like I say, we wanted something different. So we thought about gophers, and we just kind of laughed about it. But then we sat down seriously thinking what we could do. And we came up with this idea, and like I say, we're going into our 14th year and still going strong.
That's great. What are some of the new displays that you're planning?
Well, our latest one, there's a taxidermist out in Vancouver, and she has phoned us and asked us if we can make a display. She was setting up a taxidermist display at Olympic Village at the Olympics in Vancouver. So that's our latest one, and we just got it back from Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite cute. It's a stuffed gopher. He's got a backpack on and a toque and a scarf, and he's just come back from the Winter Olympics, and there's a map of Canada in the background, and there's a train painted on the wall, so that's our latest one.
Yeah, I did an interview last week with a fellow who wrote a kid's book called The Gopher in Farmer Burroughs Field, and he was just telling me about gophers in Alberta and how there's a lot of them and farmers have to figure out what to do. Are gophers very visible just sort of like running around Torrington?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
They'll come. I would say 80% of our gophers that we have in the museum just come from the field outside of Torrington.
Okay.
And they actually come into the yards and help themselves to the people's gardens. And they dig a lot of holes. They can be quite, you know, they can do a lot of damage.
Uh-huh.
Ich gib's gern nach nicht durch Verlassen ja verloren.
You are listening to These Things That People Make on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. That song you just heard was by The Books. They have a new album out called This Way Out, and that song was called Beautiful People. And I'm re-airing an interview I originally aired on June 17th of this year with Diane Curta, who is one of the curators and founders and is officially the director of the Gopher Hole Museum found in Torrington, Alberta. And Torrington, Alberta has this Gopher Hole Museum. They wanted to put themselves on the map. They wanted tourists to come see their town, and they did that by creating a display of dioramas with taxidermied gophers doing different things. I want to give you some examples. I'm looking at the website right now. Gophers playing in a three-piece band, gophers going sledding, gophers in a beauty parlor, gophers building snowmen, gophers going curling, gophers at the gas station. And all of these scenes are hand-painted. They're hand-painted well on the wall with these taxidermied gophers in cute little homemade outfits. And they're all representing specific scenes of things you can see in Torrington, Alberta, if you go to visit. We're going to go back to the interview now because Diane Curta is so fantastic and so interesting to think about this stuff. I do want to say that later in the interview, I talk about not experiencing the same gopher problem in Ontario. But one of my best friends pointed out to me that actually in rural Ontario, we do have a gopher problem similar to Alberta, that they are rodents that destroy farmers' fields, that they are as annoying as rats for some people. And lots of people in rural Ontario also shoot gophers, just like they do in Alberta. I'm originally from Nova Scotia. I would wager a guess that there aren't really gophers in Nova Scotia, but what do I know? I'm also from a town. So maybe in rural Nova Scotia, there's also gophers. But there are a lot of groundhogs and probably gophers that run around Guelph, and I see them around sort of eating grass on the side of the road. So they're around, and it's just interesting. Later in this interview, we're going to get into kind of, we're going to learn about how animal rights activists have responded to the Torrington Gopher Hole Museum. And it's just an interesting discussion to happening around this museum and sort of international animal rights response. So I'm just going to continue on with the interview.
Do people bring you dead?
Well, they are now.
Yeah.
When we first started, we had to trap our own, but people are actually bringing them to us now because we have three black gophers in our museum, which are very rare, and one albino gopher, which is also very rare, and people have actually brought them to us.
Okay, and so then you give them to Dale.
Yes, they have to be put on ice within 20 minutes, and then they're brought to us, and then we take them to our taxidermist.
And then he does all the work, and then Shelley
paints. He does all the work. We tell him what position we want the gopher in, how we want his front paws, because the majority of the gophers are standing up, so their front paws, we would like, you know, he's either waving goodbye or, you know, got his hands crossed, his paws crossed. But,
And who makes the clothes? Where do you get the outfits from?
Local women in town. They have a lot of fun. When there's a couple of gophers to be done, they get together and they know what scene they're going to be in. So we just leave it up to them to dress the
gophers.
Nice.
And what's the population of Torrington?
Approximately 200 people.
Okay. Yeah, so probably everybody in the town knows about the museum.
Oh, yes, yes. Not only the town, we're world famous. We have a map on the wall in the gift shop, and we have people put their pin in where they're from. And just yesterday we had 7 people from Germany. So, yeah, we get people from all over the world.
And how do people hear about it? How do people know about it?
Well, it started off, just in our local newspapers. And then the animal rights got a hold of it. And, of course, when they started fighting against us about doing this, then it got into, like, the Calgary Herald, and back then it was the Calgary Herald, and the Calgary Sun and the Edmonton Journal, and it just, you know, all newspapers and TV stations got a hold of what the animal rights were trying to do, and it just spread by word of mouth, and, you know, it just kept going.
Yeah. And what's your like animal rights? How did you guys respond to the?
Well, we have a shoebox full of letters from different people from all over the world from animal rights, and we do have quite a few of them displayed in the museum for people to read. And we were told that they would be there at our grand opening, but they never did show up. And they don't realize how much free advertising.
Yeah. And is the argument around people deliberately killing gophers for the museum? Is that what people are upset about?
They were just concerned about the killing of the animals. It wasn't so much the gopher. It was just basically killing of the animal. But some of our letters that were written to us, some of them didn't even know what a gopher was. They were calling them rats. They were calling them moles. And they don't, you know, in Alberta, they can do a lot of damage, you know, to the farmers' crops and to ranchers with their horses and cattle. You know, they can trip in the hole and break a leg.
Yeah, it sounds like a thing where a gopher, the situation with gophers in Alberta, I mean, I'm just in Ontario and I didn't know about it, right?
Right.
So it's easy for people to get upset about something but when they don't have the whole context.
That's right, right. Yeah, I mean, we've had a few people come into the museum and just take a look and turn around and walk out, and that's their choice.
Yeah.
But the majority of people come in and, like, there's a lot of humor to it. It's not a serious museum. There is a lot of humor, and I just love it when people come in and they start laughing and, you know, and taking pictures, and especially children. Children really enjoy it.
And it looks like from the photos that I've seen that they're... The sort of scenes are at a height that children can see, which is really
Yes, they are. They're at a height that children can see, and that people that are in wheelchairs, so they have a chance to, you know, get a good look at them.
And is the museum wheelchair accessible? Can people bring
them? Yes, it is.
That's great. You are listening to These Things That People Make on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. This week's version of These Things That People Make focuses on the Gopher Hole Museum with an interview with Diane Curta.
we have been talking about how the museum got started, what you would expect if you went there, although I expect it's hard to imagine it, and you should probably just go there. And then most recently in our conversation, we're just talking about the animal rights response to the museum. Makes me just think a little bit about regional awareness and understanding different communities and how politics can be site-specific and situation-specific, and how sometimes international sort of like human rights and animal rights responses can be totally appropriate and sometimes they can't. And I actually don't know totally where I stand on this, which I think makes it a bit more interesting. It makes me also think about just the hunting and killing of animals yourself versus factory farming, and who the real, who's doing the most damage and who we point fingers at times. So I'm going to go back to this interview. It's with Diane Curta. She's the director of the Gopher Hole Museum.
And how is the, you're the director, how's the museum run? Is it run by, is there staff, are there volunteers?
When we were a village, it was run by the village, and then the village dissolved, into a hamlet, and we became a society. And I became the manager because I've been with it from the beginning, and there's two other ladies that do work there, so you could say a staff of three that work at the museum.
Do you guys have a board or?
Yes, we do. We do. Like our society has a president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, and three directors, and so it's well run.
And do all of you come up with creative ideas for the museum?
Yes, we do. Like we have a meeting once a month, and it took us about a good month to come up with an idea for the one that went to Vancouver to the Olympics.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun, sitting there and trying to think, well, how is this gopher going to be, and, how are we going to position him and that. And it's a lot of fun.
I really like the speech bubbles, too. I think that they really add a part of the humor.
Right. One of the ladies that worked at the village, Sheila Shimke, she was one that came up with all those ideas of the sayings. And, they're quite cute.
And do the gophers ever attend, other events happening in Torrington?
What do you mean?
Like if there was a music festival or...
Well, we do have a mascot that one of our residents dresses up and he goes. But we do have one display that does go to different events. And it's in just strictly a glass display. And it's of a schoolroom. And so that one will go travel around.
Cool. Do you know of any other taxidermy museums that there are in the area or in Canada? Because it's quite unique.
Offhand, no. I know our taxidermist that does our gophers now. He does a lot of animals. I've seen them in his shop, cougars and bears and, wolves. And... And I think it's just people that hunt, and that's what they want done. But as far as another museum that has taxidermy animals, offhand, I don't know.
Yeah, well, that makes you guys pretty special.
It does, yes. Like I say, we're different, and we're open 7 days a week from 10 to 5, from June 1st to September 30th, so... And we average around 5,000 people through those 4 months, and that's pretty good for a small town of 200.
That's pretty great.
Yes.
Yeah, and do you have any big future plans for the museum?
Well, we are discussing expanding the museum, so it's something we'll be thinking about probably this fall, and hopefully if this is the way we want to go, we'll have an expansion on by next year.
Do you guys sell postcards?
Yes, we do. They're $2 each, and of each scene that's in the museum.
Well, maybe I'll send you a check or something because I'd like to get a few.
Sure,
postcards.
I can send you the most popular ones, which is the church, and Barry and Bernie's diner, and the Summer Olympic one, and the other one is the beauty parlor. Those are the four.
Yeah, I would love that. I'll send you a check.
Okay, you do that.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Dan. Is there anything you want to add?
Well, no. If you're out in Alberta and you're traveling around central Alberta, we're an hour and a half from Calgary, and we're 40 minutes, so if you're going on your way to Drumheller, just drop in and see us.
Great.
We guarantee you'll have a lot of fun in there.
I bet. And if I'm ever in the area, I will definitely come.
Well, I hope so.
You have been listening to These Things That People Make on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. Check out the Gopher Hole Museum, Torrington, Alberta. And you can contact me. I'm wondering if any of you have ever been to any other taxidermied museums in North America. Or anywhere else for that matter. But North America specifically, send me an email, sarah.mangle@gmail.com. Sarah has an H on the end. We will see you back next week. Discussing This Ain't the Rosedale Library and the future of independent book culture. You want to change me, you can't. Because once they're out, they ain't going back on. What you need to do is show them what you got. Make them hot and bothered. Let them see you hot, hot. When you want to stride in, leave them wanting more. You got nothing to hide. They want to see you when you're short, short. What you got.